सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। So in our last few sessions, we have seen the background of Bhagavad Gita. Brief introduction about the Mahabharata. What actually happened before this battle was decided. So today we'll enter into chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita. And in chapter 1, there are 47 verses and it can be classified into 6 subsections. So the first is Dhritarashtra question to Sanjaya, verse number 1. Duryodhan's fear, verse number 2 to 11. Third topic is sound of conscious terrifies Kaurava, that is from verse number 12 to 19. Emotions overpower Arjun, that is fourth topic, verses 20 to 30. Arjun tries to justify his false vairagya, 31 to 39. And then confounded and distressed Arjun collapses on the battlefield, 40 to 47. So this Bhagavad Gita is to be lived. There are 700 verses in 18 chapters and each chapter is called Upanishad. Each chapter is Upanishad. And each verse is important. It is way of life. We have to understand how Lord wants us to live in this world and to reach our goal. So the Gita is to be lived. We all will be able to understand the meaning of all the verses, the science behind it, how it is working inside in our subtle bodies, how it will affect. That we saw in our one of the last sessions, that it will hit our vasanas. It will change our personality also. The first verse we have chanted, let us chant once more. Dhritarashtra uvacha dharma chetre kuru chetre samvetayuyutsavah mamaka pandavaschaiva kim akurvat sanjaya. Again, repeat. Dhritarashtra uvacha dharma chetre kuru chetre samveta yuyusava mamaka pandavaschaiva kim akurvat sanjaya. Sanjay, Dhritarashtra has raised one question and is asking Sanjay, who is Sanjay? Samyak Jayati Ti Sanjay. Jayati means victorious. Victorious in what? He is pure-minded, he is able to control his attachment, his repulsions, and therefore Ved Vyasji has picked him up and gave him Divya Chakshu. What is this Divya Chakshu? Divya Chakshu is that Sanjay is sitting in Delhi, Indraprastha, and the war is happening in Kurukshetra, 160 kilometers away from Delhi. And Sanjay is able to see this is happening 5,400 years ago. It's not the Doordarshan or TV of nowadays, which came in the middle of the 20th century. Now you can say what is happening in India or world over, you are seeing by camera sitting in your home. Why that? What is happening in your house, you are seeing in your office. You all have fitted a little bit small cameras in all rooms. So what is happening in the rooms, you are seeing on your cell phone. Now you understand it's not a very difficult thing. Doordarshan in 5,400 years ago, ho sakta hai. But this Doordarshan, Divya Darshan has got one more speciality. Apart from the what he was seeing, what is actually happening, and the sound he was hearing, one more capacity Sanjay had, that was he was able to enter the mind of any person and he was able to see the emotions going inside without that being expressed by that person. What that person is thinking, he was able to see that also. To read the mind of others also, he was able to do that. That was the power given by Ved Vyasji. So Dhritarashtra has asked Sanjay, what is Dhritarashtra? Dhritarashtra means the Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra means the holding. Rashtra means kingdom. One who wants to hold on to the Rashtra, even by unrighteous means, is Dhritarashtra. Then he says, Mamaka Pandava. Dhritarashtra has addressed Sanjay a question. Please tell me what my Mamaka, my children, my Kaurav, my Kuru. Pandava are also Kuruvansi, they are also Kaurav. But he is not accepting them as Mamaka. He is telling Pandavaha, Panduputra. Please tell me what Mamaka, what Kaurav, my children are doing, what Pandava are doing. So this shows Mamaka indicates that he is not impartial. Dhritarashtra is not impartial. He is taking the side of Mamaka. Kaurav side he is taking. Now, Dhritarashtra has used four words in the first line. Dharma Chetre, Kuru Chetre, Sambheta, Yujutsava. He's an intelligent person, very intelligently he has picked these words. He's saying Dharma Chetre, Kuru Chetre, that Chetra where the battle will be by Dharma. It will be a righteous battle and no unrighteous means will be employed. Because Lord Krishna has already said, it is dharma yuddha. It is not adharma yuddha. Although, Kauravs are very proficient in adharma. Unrighteous means they know very well. They poison Bhim. They set fire the Lakshagraha. Dharma Chetre. So Dhritarashtra is thinking this is Dharma Chetre. And my children, the Kaurav, they will win because the Pandav will not take any unrighteous means. Reason number one behind Dharma Chetra. Dharma Chetra, why it is called Dharma Chetra? Because that Kuru Kshetra is the land of gods. For the Jiva, it is the abode of Brahman. And in ancient times, the Devta used to do yajna there. It is sanctified, purified land. And it is said, one whosoever dies in Kuru Kshetra gets salvation. Just like in the Kasi. If somebody dies in Banaras or Kasi, it is said, mukti ho gaya. Similarly, any person who dies in Kuru Kshetra, it's said to be liberated. Because it's so pious land. Earlier, Devta has done a lot of sacrifices there. Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre. And this is written in Upanishad. It's not made up thing. It is written in Upanishad that such and such thing happened earlier. This Kuru Kshetra means a Kshetra, a field, a place or land which is owned by Kuru. Kuru means Kaurav. So there is a saying, Swa Kshetra Sarvopi Prabala. Swa Kshetra, in your area, he said, na, apne ghar mein sab sher hote hain. Very simple to understand. Like you see, if your daughter is getting married and the boy is, say, in some other country or in other state, the parents of the girl thinks if the marriage is happening in our own area, so they feel more secure. And if they have to go somewhere else, that is a little bit difficult, na? Difficult. Swachetre, you are tiger. Here you will find in America, and those who keep pet dogs, the dog will come in the front lawn. He will not cross the boundary. And even a policeman is walking that side, he will bark. You know? Policeman is more powerful than the dog. You can shoot him in a second. But Swachetra, he is in own law, he will bar. Here you don't find stray dogs. In India you will find stray dogs. And these dogs have got their own limit, their areas. They have got own territory. And if somebody from other territory enters in that, he has to tug his tail in hind legs and then cross that area. And the resident dog of that area, territory, will bark, try to bite. Swachetra. Swachetra means when you are doing anything from your own property, you get more strength. Kuru Kshetra. So Kaurav will get this opportunity. It's not owned by Pandav. So therefore, they have got better opportunity, or the Kaurav are better placed. Third is Samveta. Samveta, that they all have assembled. And how many people are there? How much army is there? So we all know the Kaurav have got 11 Akshauhini Sena and Pandav have got 7 Akshauhini Sena. What is 1 Akshauhini Sena? So it is in the morning session I have written on the board. It is called Chaturangi. Chaturangi means there are 4 types of people inside that battalion. Number 1, the chariots. 2, elephants. 3 is cavalry. 4 is infantry. So in 1 battalion, 4 types of people are there. 4 types of settings are there. So in 1 Akshauhini, there are 21,870 chariots. Same number, 21,870 elephants are there. Then cavalry horses, 65,610. And infantry, 109,350. Total comes to 218,700. If you analyze, you will find it is in the ratio of 1:1:3:5. Now a question may arise, why this odd number? Why this 21,870? You will find each number is divisible by 9. 21,870, 65,610, and 109,350, and the total 218,700, all numbers are divisible by 9. And 9 is considered as the highest number. 9 represents Brahman. Number 8 represents Prakriti or Maya. Prakriti Ashtadha. Lord will say in Gita later on. So if one Akshauhini Sena is 218,700, the 11 Akshauhini will be 24,05,700, and 7 Akshauhini Sena will be 15,30,900. The total Sena of Pandav and Kaurav will be 39,36,600. Nearly 4 million people were there in Kurukshetra. Nearly 4 million people were there on Kurukshetra. Now imagine, they are standing in the battlefield. In the background, these 4 million people fought for 18 days. The army has to be fed. Think, feeding 4 million people every day, minimum 2 times, amount of number of kitchens, cooks, food grains required, so many people sleeping in the camps, then it is going to be fight. There will be wounded person, dead person, crematorium ground, then hospitals. Think, toilets. Except a few which you can count on your fingers, all will be dying there. Think how many widows would be. 4 million men are there. You may say most of them may be married, not married, yes. So third reason which Dhritarashtra is thinking that my children have got bigger army and Pandav has got the smaller army. Kurukshetra is owned by me, another region. Dharmachetra, another region. He is thinking Kaurav, my children will win. Therefore he is giving these four words. Dharmachetre, Kurukshetre, Samveta, Yujutsabha. Yujutsabha means who has got more enthu to fight? It is not Pandava. Pandava are very virtuous. These vicious people are this, Kaurava. Pandava were satisfied with only 5 grams. Lord Krishna has went and said, you give me 5 villages, we are satisfied, we are not going to fight. But the Kaurav, they said no, kuch nahi dega. So they want to grab the property, so they have got the more utsaha, more courage, more enthu to fight. Therefore, Dhritarashtra is thinking this Sanjay, Sanjay words include Jay. So he is thinking Sanjay will give me the information of Jay, victory in the battlefield, in the war. But we all know what happened. Now, next word used is Kim Akurvat. What did they actually do? what did they actually do? Mamaka and Pandava, what actually they do? Earlier I told you, Sanjay has got the power to read the mind. What is going on in the mind of Dhritarashtra also, he knows. So Dhritarashtra was thinking that the battle is happening in Dharmakshetra and Yudhishthira is a very virtuous person. Even they have come there, he might think that in Dharmakshetra so many people will die. I don't want such kingdom. There will not be any war. Only thought is going on in the mind of Dhritarashtra. He has not spoken this. Yudhishthira is a virtuous person. He may say, no, no, no. If all people die, the subject is there, there is no praja, to kiska raja mein? 4 million people at that time dead. Where is the subject? On whom will I rule if the subject is not there? So Yudhishthira may back off. Then again the other thought is coming. My children are all wicked. He knew that. They are wicked, they are adharmi. In dharma kshetra, they might think that we are doing adharma, so they may back out. Again he was thinking, this is all combination, permutation and postulation that always come in our mind also. A third thought came that this land will influence on his vicious sons. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra is so powerful, pious land. It will influence. Should we do this pap karma here? Kaurav knew that they are doing something wrong. So if they back out, in that case, there will be no battle, nothing. This was happening outside. It is happening inside our mind in each human being. This Kurukshetra is here inside mind. So it is said, the Kaurava and Pandavas represent the negative and divine tendencies respectively in human being. So Kauravas are more in number. They are negative thoughts. We all have more negative thoughts. Pandava are less in number. Positive thoughts, that is always less in number. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Sampatti Vimokchaya Nibandhaya Asuri Mata. If you have got this Daivi Sampatti, positive thoughts, you will get mukti. If you have got more negative thoughts, less positive thoughts, Nibandha, there will be bondage. Who is Dhritarashtra inside? A mind that is born blind to the truth. A mind that is born blind to truth. We don't know truth. We don't know reality. We don't know Atman. We don't know Brahman. So this mind is born blind to the truth. Gandhari represents, what is Gandhari? Said an intellect that has assumed blindness. When you study scripture, you will find that there is a difference between mind and intellect. We have got these two subtle equipments. One is the mind, another is the intellect. Mind is born blind. Doesn't know. The Atman, it is there in mind itself. It is illuminating each thought up in the mind. But the mind doesn't know who is the illuminator. That illuminator is the Satchidananda. And Buddhi can inquire. But Buddhi has become Gandhari, it has also assumed blindness. It's not ready to inquire. The Kurukshetra represents the spiritual field of self-development. Is Kurukshetra. The Kauravas, 100 in number, represent the innumerable ungodly forces of negative tendencies within man, and the Pandavas, no doubt, represent the divine impulses in him. So within us, both these negative and positives are there. A constant Mahabharat war is being waged within every one of us at all our crucial moments of action, and in all cases, the negative forces in each one of us are larger in number and usually mightier in their effectiveness, while the inner divine army is ever lesser in number and apparently comparatively weaker in efficiency. Positive thoughts are less, so they are weaker in efficiency. Therefore, every individual at the moment of his inward checking up must necessarily feel desperations of Arjun. It's our own story. That Kurukshetra is going on inside, Mahabharata is going inside. But there is a hope. There is a still hope. The story of Mahabharata sounds an optimistic note of hope to a man that even though the divine impulses are seemingly fewer in number, if they are organized fully and brought under the guidance of the Supreme Lord Krishna, when you are guided by Lord Krishna, inner conscience. Whenever we do something wrong, the inner conscience always say, "Are, what are you doing? This is something you are wrong, you are doing. You should not do that." So when we take the help of Krishna ourselves, then under his guidance can easily be ushered into a true permanent victory over the outnumbering forces of lust and greed. In our Shastra it is said, Satyam eva jayate. Satyam eva jayate. Satyam, the truth alone will win. Satyam eva jayate means satyavan eva jayate. One who has got the quality of satya, truth, he will win. The core of representing the negative tendencies and the sinful motives in a man's heart are born as a children to the old king Dhritarashtra, born blind prince wedded to Gandhari, who had voluntarily blinded herself by putting bandages over eyes. Commentators are tempted to see in this a very appropriate significance. Mind is born blind and blind to truth, and when it is wedded to an intellect which also has assumed blindness, the negative instincts yoked with low motives can only beget hundreds of criminalities and sins. These negative things force us to commit sin. This is first number, verse number one, Dharma Chetre. It is going to be a righteous battle. Kurukshetra is in the field owned by Kaurav. Samveta, they have assembled there. The army of Kaurav is bigger than the army of Pandava. Yusabha, they have got the more into, Kaurav have got the more into. Therefore, Dhritarashtra is thinking that their children, Kaurav, will win this battle. Slok number two.
Sanjay Uvacha Drishtvatu Pandavanikam
Drishtvatu Pandavanikam
Vyuram Duryodhanastada Acharyam Upasangamya
Acharyam Upasangamya
Raja Vachanam Abravita
Raja Vachanam Abravita
Drishtvatu
Sanjay uvacha drishtva tu pandavanikam vyuram duryodhanastada acharyam upasangamya raja vachanam abravit.
Sanjay uvacha, the question was raised by Dhritarashtra. Now Sanjay is replying. And from verse number 2 to 13, you will find it shows that Duryodhan is frightened. Drishtva tu pandavanikam. Drishtva, when he saw the Pandava army. Anikam is army. Drishtva tu pandavanikam. Byudam. Byudam means the formation. Formation of the army on the Pandav side. Tada, then, after seeing that, acharyam upasangamya. Duryodhan came to Acharya. Who is Acharya of Duryodhan? Dronacharya. And who is the commander in chief of Kaurav? Bhishma Patama. So seeing the formation of the army, Duryodhan came to Acharya, Dronacharya, not to Bhishma Patama. If any formation is to be changed, any strategy is to be changed, who will do it? Is it Dronacharya or Bhishma Pitama? Officially, Bhishma Pitama has to be done. But he came to Acharya, Dronacharya. How he came? Raja, as a king, not as a sishya of Dronacharya. You see, each word has got its implication. A Raja is very shrewd and diplomatic. He is not treating Dronacharya as his guru now. He is going to command and treat him like a sevak or a servant. Therefore, Raja. Raja Vachanam Brabhid, and then he said. This verse indicate also that Pandav will not be defeated because he is frightened. Duryodhan is frightened. What did he do? What did he say to Acharya, Dronacharya? Verse number 3.
Pashyetam
Pandu Putranam Acharya Mahatim Chamum
Byudam
Drupada Putrena
Tava Shishyena Dhimata
Pashyetam Pandu Putranam
Acharya Mahatim Chamum
Yuram Drupad Putrena
Tava Shishyena Dhimata.
Pashyetam, see. Now Raja is ordering Acharya, see. Pashyetam Pandu Putranam. You see, he is using the word Pandu Putra. Are they are your brother. Pandu is your uncle. He is not saying uncle's son or my brothers. See my brothers. Pandu Putranam. See Pandu Putranam. Byudham. This formation, this army. Sorry. Pashyetam Pandu Putranam Acharam Mahati Chamum. Mahati Chamum. So Mahati means the great. Chamum means army. O Acharya, please see this great army of Panduputra. Byudham Drupada Putrena, who has made this formation? Drupada Putra. He is not saying well done. The name of the son is not his saying, using. Who is Drupada Putra? Drishtadumna. Drishtadumna has, he is the commander in chief of Pandav side. So he has formed the whole thing, formation he has created. So why he is saying Drupad Putrena? Because the Drupad was enemy of Dronacharya. Raja is a shrewd, is diplomatic. He wants to enrage Acharya. So instead of saying Drishtadyumna, who was the student of Dronacharya, he is saying Drupad. So the moment somebody tells the name of your enemy, what will happen? Your blood will boil. So Drupad Putrena. Then who is that? Tab Sishyena, your Sishya. Drishtadyumna is your Sishya. And how is that your Sishya? Dhimatam is intelligent. In another word, he is saying, aapne kaise shishya ko sikhaya that he has become your enemy. He is intelligent. He has formed this all. Duryodhan is trying to enrage Dronacharya. Dronacharya did not speak, and up to the verse number 12 also he will never speak. He will never speak. Duryodhan is thinking that his Acharya doesn't know. Do you think the Acharya doesn't know what is going on in his mind? Why he has come to me? Is he such a fool that instead of going to Bhishma Pitama, he has come to me? Acharya is not that fool. Or indicatively, Duryodhana wants to tell his teacher, Drishtadyumna is the commander-in-chief of that side and you know the weakness of your student. So you employ such tactics that your student is defeated. Coming to Acharya means what? You want a favor from him. And he is the Acharya of Drishtadyumna also. So Drishtadyumna, you know the weakness. A teacher knows the weakness of each and every student. So aapko pata hai uska weakness. So you tackle him. According to his weakness, you tackle him. We want to win the war. Now, what are the emotions going inside the mind of Duryodhan? It is said there was an emotion of fear and he was trying to hide it from his own Acharya. And third was, he was trying to irritate Acharya. These three emotions are going on and his Acharya knew that Duryodhan is frightened, he is not expressing, it is going into the mind, and he is trying to irritate me, make me angry. But he will not do anything, he will speak, he will be quiet. The rest we will see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Namah Hari